This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Money Magazine years ago did a survey to determine that Americans are a greedy bunch of people, which is interesting. Proverbs 15 will say this: a man who is greedy for gain brings trouble on his house. Isn't that interesting? Man or woman who's greedy brings trouble on his house, Proverbs 15:27. So Money Magazine did a survey, and here's what they came up with. 24% of people they surveyed in the United States said they wouldn't correct a waiter who undercharged them. You get your bill at a restaurant, and they left something significant off. One out of four people said, I'm not going to correct that. Of course, they would correct it if it was overcharged. You know, if they charged them too much, we're quick to point that out. But 24% said they wouldn't correct a waiter who undercharged them. 9%, almost one out of 10, said they would keep money that they found in a wallet, which I find intriguing. One out of 10 people say, yeah, I'll keep the money if I find a wallet. I'll give them the wallet back, but I'll keep the money. Here's the saddest of all, 23%, almost one out of four, said they would be willing to commit a crime to get $10 million if they knew they wouldn't get caught. Now, that's intriguing how they picked the amount of $10 million, but that's what they did. Money Magazine said, if you could get $10 million by committing a crime and you wouldn't get caught, would you do it? One out of four people said, yep, count me in, I would do it. And is it any wonder that Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:10 that the love of money is still a root of all kinds of evil? Now, I want to focus on verses 3 and 4 because this is the centerpiece of the message. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Let's talk about that for a minute. Love and faithfulness are to be the two things in your life that never leave you. Do you know why that's significant? The Apostle John would say this about love: God is love. And Paul in Corinthians, twice that I know of, says God is faithful. So isn't it interesting? The two things that we're not to neglect or ever leave are the two attributes of God. God is love and God is faithful. And the proverb writer says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck like a necklace was the analogy there, the imagery there. Write them on the tablet of your heart means that it becomes a part of your subconscious. The best illustration I can come up with, if you were here Wednesday night, I mentioned it, I referenced it. Every person in this room instantly remembers where they were on 9/11/2001. You remember where you were standing. You remember the car you were driving. You remember what building you were in. You remember this and that. And we can call with complete clarity, and I can too, every step of that day, which I find intriguing. What does that mean? That event was written on the tablets of my heart. It was engraved in the tablets of my heart. And there are different events in your life that are like that, that are engraved in the tablets of your heart, both good and bad. And isn't it interesting? The proverb writer says, not only be a man who's loving and faithful, but have it engraved on the tablets of your heart. You know what that means? You make it so much a part of you that you don't even have to think, oh, I need to be loving, because you are. You don't have to think, I need to be faithful in this situation. Why? Because you are. It's a part of who you are and what you are as a man. It's a part of your subconscious. And yet, isn't it interesting? Those are the two qualities that people neglect in their life. You know, it's more important to be faithful than it is to be famous. It's more important to be loving than it is to be famous. It's more important to be faithful than to be talented. It's more important to be loving than to be talented. It's more important to be faithful and loving than it is to be educated. It's more important to be faithful and loving than it is to achieve great things in the world.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.